Well, once again, we're hearing great things about the Hotchkiss Library and the way they strove this year to replace an event that has become a hallmark event, not just for the library, but for the whole town and the region, which is their summer book signing, with their summer book signing 2.0, which are a great series of virtual events where not only do you get, like at the book signing, you used to bring the book or buy the book, and now you actually Zoom in, and it's a very interactive thing with individual authors. And the next one coming up that we're going to talk about is a book talk with Jerry Mitchell, the author of Race Against Time. That is coming up on Friday, July the 10th at the Hotchkiss Library. And once again, the person I do believe who's moderating that is Brian Ross. Brian, good morning.
Good morning to you, Marshall. Yes, indeed. And he's a great great reporter and a great friend who's got a very timely book. It goes back years and years, but it sort of details the struggle to get convictions and justice against white Southerners who killed a number of black protesters and people who and innocent children. And the struggle to get the convictions in that case and get the is amazing in this book.
You know, it's funny. You look at these books that have been written, and at the time now, I know it's hard for a lot of people to understand how dangerous was it even to write a book like this, simply because of the division of race, which was so prevalent in our society. It went to the background. It's always been lingering in the background. You know, when I was in high school, we had a Black History Club, and I joined it. And one of the first books we were told to read was Black Like Me. The author actually dyed his skin chemically and wrote a book about the difference between being a white person and about being a black American. And that book alone, at my early age, at that time of 17, really changed and enlightened me on really the two different societies that live in this country.
And exactly. And you read Jerry's book, and you really are moved by what the culture was at that time in the South that protected these white men who killed innocent children and civil rights protesters, civil rights advocates, and got away with it for years and years and years.
Well, that's what is now in this book. Are you going to really point out how? At that time in the South, these officers and these police departments were virtually untouchable. Even untouchable by the federal government.
Right. In fact, the FBI went in there, and in one of the better chapters of FBI history, pursued a lot of these people and found evidence, but then wouldn't share it with the local authorities because they knew that many of the local sheriffs and deputies were, in fact, part of the Ku Klux Klan, part of the group that had sort of tolerated or even participated in the murders.
So now, what are the top questions that you're going to ask at this event with Jerry? I mean, are you going to really tie this into current times?
Absolutely. I mean, Jerry is still working hard at his job down in Mississippi. He's opened up a thing called the Mississippi Center for Investigative Reporting. And I want to know from him, have those cultures changed? Can you trust a local law enforcement there to bring justice for violations of rights, for killings? And, I know he's been very, very active in pursuing essentially the over-incarceration policies across the country, but in Mississippi, where the state prisons are just horrendous and actually controlled by gangs there.
Now, in this book, is he actually trying to reopen cases, or is he just publicizing these cases?
He is documenting what it took to get four key cases reopened, and how, in some cases, the comments by the participants themselves after they had not been prosecuted in interviews with them led to their successful prosecutions, and how he helped raise awareness, helped raise money, helped change tactics, and really, it's you talked before, we talked about you think globally and act locally. Well, that's just what Jerry Mitchell has done. I mean, he's stayed in his patch, which is Mississippi, hasn't tried to go national. It just dealt with his own state, the failures and the shortcomings of his own state, and has become, I think, one of its most prominent citizens. And I don't know from what he has to say about the fact that the Mississippi legislature has now decided to retire its flag with the Confederate flag insert in the state flag, and the governor said he'll sign that law.
We're speaking with, of course, Brian Ross, and a book talk with Jerry Mitchell is coming up, the book Race Against Time. I'm sure people are going to want to know, he had to fear for his life at times.
Oh, absolutely. He was on the front lines there in many, many cases where he was the only one demanding to be justice and getting a very sloggy government to actually take steps to go after prosecutors who had failed to do their jobs. But, of course, you know, as is the case in many parts of the country, local prosecutors, local sheriffs are elected, and therefore, you know, they sort of they saw where the winds were, and there was no effort to replace them. And so, to get the federal government involved or to get statewide authorities involved took a lot. And he was targeted as somebody who was a troublemaker. That's what he was. But that's what a good investigative journalist should be—is a troublemaker.
Well, you can speak to that. Speak to truth, because you've been an investigative reporter basically for your whole life, and I think that's what makes this interesting for people, is that when you host and moderate an event like this, you really can get the most out of the author, and also for people that zoom into the meeting, open it up for them so they'll better understand and ask a lot of questions.
Absolutely, and actually the Zoom sort of format is very helpful that way. You can get a lot of questions in, and people, you know, before Marshall we had these dinners where the people who paid a fairly large amount of money could go have dinner and ask questions. Here, it's a little more democratic, lowercase d. Everybody can zoom in. We've got a big sort of anonymous donor who has agreed to sort of cover the cost of all this, and so it's now for free. You can just log on to the Sharon Library and come on to our Zoom meetings. We had one recently with Michael Isikoff.
I was going to ask you, how did
it went great. Lots of questions, lots of good questions, and of course it's very, very pertinent, as we were discussing earlier. You know, what's going on, and that was just the night before the story broke about the fact that the Russians were offering bounties on U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan, which of course fit right into what Michael was writing about in terms of the Trump administration and the Trump himself and his dealings with Russia.
Well, once again, coming up on July 10th, then that's not that far away, folks.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun to join in. Grab a cocktail and sit and watch and join in.
That's the Hotchkiss Library 2.0 book signing tour, which is actually these great Zoom-in sessions with local authors and national authors as well. And this one, once again, being moderated by Brian Ross. And, Brian, I guess we'll check with you again later on this week, because the news machine in Washington and the world.
A lot going on. A lot to talk about. I look forward to Thursday morning in the Breakfast Club.
All right, Brian. Thanks for your time again.
Great, Marshall.
Take care.